Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Charles Christensen?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll see how long I can last.
Okay, thank you for your help, sir. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote conservative.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. And can you please tell what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm in my 70s.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Well, I am white.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong.
And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove, 100%.
And is that strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
That is strongly disapprove.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Oh, I do not like her one bit. She is terrible.
Okay, strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, I have improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy or border security?
Oh, well, border security is one.
Okay. And the last
one? What was the first couple you stated again?
Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change, protecting abortion, improving K-12 education.
Actually, I would say probably inflation.
Okay, thank you. And now, I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one, Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Actually, I'm very positive for him. He'd learn how to keep his mouth shut just a little bit.
Is that a 100?
Nine. I'll put him in the 90s, yeah.
Okay. The next one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez. From 0 to 100.
About 20.
Joe Kent?
Give him in the 90s.
Joe Biden?
0.
Bob Ferguson?
Bob Ferguson. Remind me who he is.
If you have an opinion of him, it's not a problem.
I can't remember who he is, but
okay. The next one, Dave Reichert?
Don't know who he is either.
Democrats in Congress, in general, how would you rate them? From 0 to 100.
About 20.
Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100?
70.
And now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Kemp.
Even though you are not supporting Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Gluckin Kemp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her?
A slight chance.
A slight chance. And next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if you think it is a extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. The first attribute, a working mom who understands the needs of families. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
A small business owner? From 0 to 10?
10.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
That would oppose the what?
Oppose the extremists in both parties. How important is that?
I really have no... Let's just go with 5. I really have no...
Okay. A fighter for the middle class? From 0 to 10?
10.
And the last 2, someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
10.
And the last 1, someone who shares your values?
Shares my values? Oh, 10 then.
Okay. And now we are basically in the last part of the survey. We're 75% up. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez for Congress. 5, somewhat convincing, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reasons to support her for Congress. Just 3. The first one, Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families. Insulin costs $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Well, that would be a 10.
The next one, Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some greasy under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
That would be a 10 also.
And the last one, Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
No, that would also be a 10.
Okay, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Gluckin Kemp Perez or Republican? Okay.
I'm going to vote Republican.
Okay, and now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent, and others will hear statements about the other candidates. But please
hey, you know what? You know what? Hang on a second. I can see where this is going. This is strictly a deal for Democrat Perez, and I don't really wish to continue with this opinion anymore.
Yeah, we understand, but okay? This is a way that even
no,
we know that
listening.
You are supporting the candidate, but we want to make sure that even if you listen those statements,
no,
you
no,
are
no. I tell you what. I'm going to hang up because I don't want to talk anymore, but I'm going to vote Republican pretty much straight ticket.
Sir,
but absolutely. So thank you very much for your time. Good day.
Well, we will hate to lose your information. We're almost done.